This is the Domestic Cricket Podcast for the 6th of March. Records tumbled in Hamilton in New Zealand's Ford Trophy. Central Districts recorded their second win in the competition in a ridiculously high-scoring affair against Northern Districts. They racked up 417 for 6, the highest score in one-day cricket in the country, after electing to bat. Openers Jamie Howe and Jeet Raval added 321 to break the record for the highest stand for any wicket in list-day cricket in New Zealand. Howe then went on to record the first one-day double 100 by a New Zealander. And the run scoring wasn't finished yet, as Northern Districts fell just 20 runs short of their target by being all out for 398. Anton Devchich, John O'Hickey, John O'Bolt, Graham Aldridge and Anurag Verma all made half centuries. The match aggregate of 815 is the highest in New Zealand list-day cricket and the fourth highest worldwide. To put the records into perspective, there have now been over 22,000 list-day matches in cricketing history. Over in Auckland there were also plenty of runs, as the home side amassed 356, won by only 13 runs against Canterbury. Colin Munro and Colin de Grandon both made centuries and added 229 for the fifth wicket for the Aces, following early wickets for Matt Henry, running with figures of 6 for 45, which were quite remarkable in the circumstances. Bradley Cochoba then stuck 126 for the Wizards, with Henry Nichols and Shanahan Stewart both contributing 51. They were all out for 343 in the 50th over. Wellington also topped 300, despite the match being reduced to 39 overs aside as they beat Otago by 22 runs. Jesse Ryder and Michael Papps added 97 inside 12 overs after the Firebirds had been asked to bat. Ryder departed for 72 of only 39 balls, but Papps and Josh Brody kept the runs flowing, with the second wicket stand with 123. Both passed 50 as Wellington ended on 309 for 4. The Volts then made a good fist of their run chase. Sam Wells and Derek de Border made rapid half centuries. However, they ended short on 287, as Mark Gillespie took 5 wickets. In Zimbabwe, Matabele land Tuskers lead by 58 runs after 2 days against Southern Rocks. They reached up to 182 for 7 in their second innings, with new captain Charles Coventry hitting 61 of only 50 balls. Rocks had earlier earned a significant first innings lead by being dismissed for 210. To wind them up, Aware continues excellent match by top scoring with 33 from number 8, while Keith Debeng ended the pick of the Tuskers attack with 3 for 20.